7 years ago, New York City cab riders were introduced to the talking taxi.
Please remember to take all of your belongings when leaving this taxi, and please get a receipt from the driver.
The announcements, taped by a secretary from Queens, Victoria Draculis, were less than popular, and the city quickly started using celebrities to remind riders to buckle up. But where Draculis merely grated, the celebrities truly annoyed. The city has finally gotten the message, and at the end of this month, drivers will disconnect the systems, and the talking taxi program will become just another New York relic. From member station WNYC, Kathleen Horan reports.
It's hard to find someone who likes the announcements.
Hey there! Elmo's here from Sesame Street. Elmo sure is glad we're taking a ride together.
To be honest with you, we received a lot of hate mail. We received Elmo hate mail, and hate mail about, these voices.
What's a receipt?
That was Taxi and Limousine Commissioner Matthew Doss. Cab drivers weren't happy with the recordings either.
Hi, this is announcer Michael Buffer. Let's get ready to rumble for safety.
Well, as the saying goes, it was funny the first 5,000 times I heard it, you know? And it was just the repetition was brutal.
Michael Higgins publishes the Taxi Talk newspaper and has been driving a cab on and off for 20 years. Shafi Habib is also a cabbie.
You had an Elmo cab, you had a Jotori cab, you had a Placido Domingo cab, and you actually had drivers picking one cab over the other because they didn't want to hear that voice all night, but they wouldn't mind hearing the other voice all night.
I don't like the blah, blah, blah every time. The speakers, the mess up the communication between the customer and the driver.
EarthKitt was good. You know, it was like a little phone sex kind of a thing.
Hello, this is EarthKitt. Cats have 9 lives, wow, but unfortunately you have only 1, so buckle your seatbelt for safety.
Then after a while, it's like, okay, Eartha, I started having like this 80-year-old woman purring sexually in my ear. I'm surprised I'm not in therapy now.
Wow.
Taxi and Limousine Commissioner Matthew Doss says, according to a recent survey, 2/3 of riders don't like the recording, and even worse.
Right now, what's happening is that there are more people who are not following the advice because of the voice, which they find to be annoying and that they tune out. So anything that we do now would be better.
Once the wires are cut and the talking taxi program is stopped, signs will be posted and drivers will be encouraged to remind riders to buckle up. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Horan in New York.
Looks like it's the end of the line, so please ask your driver for a receipt. And don't forget to take your belongings. We'll see you at the music hall.